rebirth, and the time idea. The Maharishi was often questioned about death and reincarnation. He would sometimes answer, "Let us know first who we are," or "The birth of the I thought is one's own birth. Its death is the person's death." After the I thought has arisen, the wrong identity with the body arises. Thinking yourself the body, you give false values to others and identify them with bodies. Just as your body has been born, grows, and will perish, so also you think the other was born, grew up, and died. In so many ways, Bhagavan tried to bring home to us the true nature of the self, which is eternal, unborn, and free. When an illogical sequence in an apparent death and rebirth were brought to his attention, he would often cite Leela's story from the Yoga Vasishta. Below are several such inconsistencies recorded in talks with Sri Ramana Maharishi. Vasishta's Yoga, a marvelous prose rendering of the book by Swami Venkatasananda, lucidly tells Leela's story, from which a small excerpt is also reprinted for further elucidation. Talk number 129. An elderly gentleman, formerly a co-worker with B.V. Narasimha Swami and author of some Vaisheshtadvaita work, visited the place for the first time. He asked about rebirths, if it is possible for the Linga Sarira, subtle body, to get dissolved and be reborn in 2 years after death. Maharishi, "Yes, surely. Not only can one be reborn, one may be 20 or 40 or even 70 years old in the new body, though only 2 years after death." Sri Bhagavan cited Leela's story from Yoga Vasishta. Talk number 261. There was a reference to reincarnation. Reincarnation of Shanti Devi tallies with the human standards of time. Whereas the latest case reported of a boy of 7 is different. The boy is 7 years now. He recalls his past births. Inquiries go to show that the previous body was given up 10 months ago. The question arises how the matter stood for 6 years and 2 months previous to the death of the former body. Did the soul occupy 2 bodies at the same time? Sri Bhagavan pointed out that the 7 years is according to the boy. 10 months is according to the observer. The difference is due to these 2 different upadhis, limiting adjuncts. The boy's experience extending to 7 years has been calculated by the observer to cover only 10 months of his own time. Sri Bhagavan again referred to Leela's story in Yoga Vasishta. Talk number 276. The UP lady arrived with her brother, a woman companion, and a burly bodyguard. When she came into the hall, she saluted Maharishi with great respect and feeling and sat down on a wool blanket in front of Sri Bhagavan. Sri Bhagavan was then reading Trilinga in Telugu on the reincarnation of a boy. The boy is now 13 years old and reading in the government high school in a village near Lucknow. When he was 3 years, he used to dig here and there. When asked, he would say that he was trying to recover something which he had hidden in the earth. When he was 4 years old, a marriage function was celebrated in his home. When leaving, the guests humorously remarked that they would return for this boy's marriage. But he turned around and said, "I am already married. I have two wives." When asked to point them out, he requested to be taken to a certain village, and there he pointed to two women as his wives. It is now learnt that a period of 10 months elapsed between the death of the husband and the birth of this boy. When this was mentioned to the lady, she asked if it was possible to know the after-death state of an individual. Sri Bhagavan said, "Some are born immediately after, others after some lapse of time. A few are not reborn on this earth, but eventually get salvation in some higher region, and a very few get absolved here and now."